Marley Rivera is with ESPN and ESPN Deportes and joins us on the telephone. Hello, Marley. How are you?
Hi, Bob. And it's good to have you. Good to hear you guys. I'm excited about talking about a topic that's very dear to my heart.
Well, tell me what you think is going on here. Do you think this is circumstantial? Is this a blip on the radar, a kind of a black hole, if you will? Or is there something underhanded going on in Major League Baseball?
You know what, Bob and David, I don't know that we can simplify it. That's a very simple answer. I don't know that we can simply say, I do not believe there is a racism underneath this. I do not believe that's why this is happening. But it also isn't a simple answer. We can't just say it is because of this, just this one factor. I think it's a combination of a lot of factors that have contributed to the fact that we have no Latino managers in the league. And certainly Freddy Gonzalez had been the only Latino manager since Manny Acta had gotten fired by the Cleveland Indians in 2012. So I think that the firing of Freddy Gonzalez, which had nothing to do with the fact that he's a Hispanic, you know, person, just brought this to light. And it's just making us talk about it, the fact that, and I just overheard you guys, 28.5, I think, is the percent that we had on opening day this year, slightly less than last year, with 214 Major League players born in Latin American countries. And this doesn't even include the American players, right, or the Canadian players, or the U.S.-born players that have Latino heritage. So these are only the Latin American players. I mean, if we just go simply by, you know, there were 16 major leaguers who were Latin American born who made the All-Star game last year, and there's only been 10 Latino managers in the history of Major League Baseball. So, I mean, there could be a part of it as a systemic problem. There could be a part that there's no opportunities beyond single A and fall league when you really need some help from some managers that speak Spanish. And there could also be a process, you know, a faulty process. So I do think that it's many levels. We can't just point out to one fact.
Carlos Tosca was also fired along with Gonzalez, which is interesting. Carlos Tosca, of course, was the manager of the Toronto Blue Jays for two and a half years, and actually had a decent enough record during the period that he managed the club. He was very well liked here. And yet it is my understanding that he has not had the opportunity to manage again in Major League Baseball. Do you find that curious?
Yeah, I do. I do find it very curious. In the fact, with the firing of Tosca, we no longer have Latino managers. The only Latino manager, I'm sorry, Latino bench coach left in the majors is Rick Renteria, who has been very open and who was born in California. So let's point that out too. So I think it's very interesting that Tosca, who has, I believe, a 219, it's a 500 record. I'm just saying this from the top of my head. So the interesting thing, and Freddy Gonzalez and Manny Acta and people like Sandy Alomar, Alex Cora, Joey Cora, we've talked about this, is the fact that Latinos haven't gotten a second chance. And I always found that very curious, that there's a lot of other players of many other nationalities and many other, you know, skin tone and skin color that have gotten second chances. And the fact that Tosca never got a second chance. Tony Peña, who had a pretty decent record also with the Kansas City Royals, never had a second chance. We can certainly point out to the fact that Manny Acta had a very poor record in the majors, and we can say, well, that's the reason why he didn't get a second chance. But we also can go to Ozzie Guillen, who had, you know, the only baseball championship in Chicago in a very long time was brought by a Latino manager who's the only one to win a World Series. So it's just that it's a very interesting topic to see the population, right? The demographics of Major League Baseball include so many Latino players, and it doesn't. It's a little bit of a glass ceiling. Even you can see a lot of Latino managers in single A, in fall league, in double A, but it doesn't happen in triple A. It certainly doesn't happen in the majors.
And Marley, it's David Amber here. You brought up a lot of interesting points, and in the real world outside of professional sports, major companies address when there's a massive underrepresentation of a certain group that's reflective of the overall base. And in this case, 30% of the players not being represented on the managerial level. What would you personally like to see Major League Baseball do?
I would like to see them get rid of the C-League rule. And I know that this is a little bit controversial, because the Rooney rule of having to interview minority candidates in the NFL has worked. It has been very clear that there are a lot of managerial opportunities now for particularly African-American men to manage in the NFL. Because of the Rooney rule, it actually can be pointed out by percentages. the Rooney rule has worked. The Seeley rule has not worked in the majors. And there's a lot of different options that players have floated by and also other managers floated by. The problem that's happening right now with the so-called Seeley rule, which is obviously an informal name because it was established under the former commissioner, is the fact that these interviews are happening just because they feel they have to, you know, tick a box. They have to do a check mark. And they're not real interviews. In a in an extended conversation that we had recently with Joey Cora, who was, as we know, in the Chicago White Sox organization, he was a bench coach for Ozzie Guillen. He talked extensively about the fact that he's not only not getting opportunities, these interviews are sort of fake. When he gets there, they have no information from his resume. They're very surprised to learn that he went to Vanderbilt University, a very good university in the United States. So I feel that they're kind of using this as a little bit of a cop-out. So if we get rid of the ceiling, if we get rid of it, maybe they can actually go through a process where you actively interview the best candidate, because it isn't about race. It isn't. It should be completely colorblind. It should be about the best candidates having an opportunity to interview and a fair interview. So I think that would be a first step. Certainly, there has to be a little bit more promotion through the ranks and the minors, you know, a process of trying to give more opportunities to do it on the AAA level. I would really like to see that too. But I think it has to go to front office level too, and more opportunities for executives. And one of the interesting things that a lot of these guys have told me is that once Latinos and members of other Asian Americans, just anyone from members of minorities, have positions where you have a little bit of power, then the decision-making could change a little bit. But I don't know that it's a very, very simple answer. We're trying to search for it. There was a time, unfortunately, that in many places of the world, the color of your skin had to do with your ability to have a higher position, and certainly that has to change in Major League Baseball. I'm not saying that Major League Baseball is currently racist whatsoever. I don't believe so. I don't think that has anything to do with that. But there are systems in place that could be created, and I just don't know what we could do, but the Seeley rule is not the answer.
Yeah, you mentioned the absence of Latinos in the at the AAA level or the higher levels, yes, of minor league baseball. And what is intriguing and must be pointed out to the audience is that almost exclusively these managers are hired by, appointed by the major league clubs. They yes, are very seldom, if ever, appointed by general managers or owners or presidents of the minor league clubs. There is always a major league influence in the appointing of managers and coaches. And
that is very important, yes.
And it is important to note that. And it makes you wonder, you know, if that stream of succession doesn't go through AAA baseball, is there something subliminal or overt going on here? And I don't pretend to know the answer to it. And I wanted to ask you, as a Latina, that, you know, how, what would you like to see? And your suggestion that the Seeley rule doesn't work and maybe abolish that, it almost, I must tell you, it seems counterproductive to me, but I'm not disputing that notion. You know, I don't know what the answer is.
Yeah, and I struggle with it, and I agree with you. I was listening. I've talked to this to a lot of colleagues, obviously, recently because of the firing of Freddy Gonzalez, and one of them told me, but the reason what the Seeley rule is there, it doesn't put so much pressure on all these people. But what the Seeley rule has done, in my opinion, and I'm not saying anyone else is saying this, but Marley Rivera, is that it's a mockery of the process.
And if you're not going
to take it seriously, then it needs to be revamped. One of the things that some Joey Cora specifically suggested is that maybe there has to be an MLB representative at this interview. I don't know that I agree with his assessment, but the point is, like, make this interview real. Make it about, you know, really selecting the first candidate. Be completely colorblind and completely blind about anything, and solely select the color, put the best candidate for the job. I will put Sandy Alomar's resume next to anybody, any other manager in the majors right now, and you tell me how Sandy Alomar is not qualified.
No, look at
I think that's the point where you sit down. I mean, managerial ranks, they need to more closely resemble diversity. Right?
Well, yeah.
But that has taken a long time, like you mentioned. It has taken a long time in any other business.
Yeah.
It doesn't happen. I will point out, so people know that I am not biased, I will point out ESPN doesn't do that. ESPN doesn't reflect it. You know, like the Latino population or the African-American population or just the minority population on TV. So it is a systemic problem in society.
Marley, we're out of time, unfortunately, but we enjoyed the conversation very much, and we will I suspect we'll have you back if you'll have us, because I don't think this topic is going to go away anytime soon. Marley Rivera of ESPN and ESPN Deportes.